This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Government has revoked the security clearance of Turkish ground handling firm Çelebi Airport Services India Private Limited with immediate effect. In an order, Bureau of Civil Aviation Security said that the decision was taken in the interest of national security. Çelebi Aviation provides passenger handling, flight operations, cargo and postal services, as well as management of aerobridges and warehouses services at airports across 9 cities including Delhi, Mumbai, Bengaluru, Hyderabad, Goa, Cochin and Kannur. The decision came amid a broader deterioration in India-Turkey relations, spurred by Ankara's strong support for Pakistan and criticism of India's recent strikes on terror camps across the border. Several leading Indian universities have also suspended their academic memoranda of understanding, MOUs, with Turkish institutions, citing national security concerns. The latest to act is Jamia Millia Islamia, which announced the immediate suspension of all MOUs with institutions affiliated with the government of the Republic of Turkey. Adding to the wave of academic disengagement, the Maulana Azad National Urdu University in Hyderabad also cancelled its academic MOU with the Yunus Emre Universe Institute in Turkey with immediate effect. Earlier, the Jawaharlal Nehru University suspended its own MOU with the Nonu University in Turkey. Michael Rubin, a former Pentagon official and senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, has slammed the U.S. administration for not blocking $1 billion bailout package by International Monetary Fund, IMF, to Pakistan. He called Pakistan one of the world's most corrupt countries and accused it of using terror as state policy. Rubin argued that the IMF's decision also indirectly benefits China, given Islamabad's close ties with Beijing. He condemned the release of funds at a time when Pakistan-based terrorists had recently carried out brutal attacks in India. India remains the fastest-growing large economy according to the United Nations, UN. As per UN's World Economic Situation and Prospects mid-year report, Indian economy is expected to grow by 6.3% this fiscal year, even as the global economy faces a precarious moment. Ingo Pitril, and senior UN economist, said the growth is driven by strong private consumption and public investment.
India remains one of the fastest growing large economies, driven by strong private consumption and public investment, even as growth projections to 6.3% in 2025.
The report projects India's growth to rise slightly to 6.4% next year. In contrast, global growth is forecast at just 2.4% in 2025, with trade tensions and policy uncertainty weakening the outlook. Sikkim is celebrating its 50th statehood day today, with vibrant events planned at Paljor Stadium and Manan Kendra in Gangtok. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the people of Sikkim on their statehood day. In a social media post, President Murmu wrote, "Sikkim is widely admired for its boundless natural beauty, rich cultural heritage and warmth of its people." The High Court of Justice in London has rejected a fresh bail petition filed by the Amanter Nirav Modi, who is held in a prison there and wanted in India in 13,000 crore rupees Punjab National Bank fraud case orchestrated with his uncle Mehul Choksi. Nirav Modi approached the court in London yesterday, seeking his release on bail pending the decision on his extradition request. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has announced he will not attend the upcoming peace talks with Russia in Istanbul. However, Ukraine will send a delegation led by Defense Minister Rustam Umerov to support efforts toward de-escalation. Speaking in Ankara, President Zelensky reaffirmed Ukraine's commitment to dialogue but expressed doubts about Russia's intentions after Kremlin confirmed President Putin's absence. The negotiations are expected to take place today. India made a strong presence at the ongoing Cannes Film Festival with the inauguration of Bharat Pavilion, reaffirming the country's commitment to promoting its cinema on the global stage. The pavilion promotes Indian cinema globally and fosters international collaborations. The Indian benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty opened a cautious note following major gains yesterday. At opening, the BSE Sensex was trading down by 241 points at 82,290, while Nifty 50 was down by 40 points at 24,022 in the opening trade. And that is the end of this news bulletin.